I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Thursday, November 2nd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. 4 things to know today. Public distrust and corporate ambiguity, why providers must take the lead in ethical AI stewardship. The tech giants unite for AI safety, but is it enough? The $10 million question. The first round in the AI copyright battle, artists lose, but the war isn't over. And from pills to pastries, why MSPs should care about weight loss drugs. This is the Business of Tech. I'm teaching my first class over 5 weeks, starting on January 9th, 2024, Build Skills to Transform Your Business. Week 1 teaches you how to forecast tech trends for a competitive edge. Week 2 sharpens your decision-making in tech adoption. And in week 3, we master the financial metrics like ROI and TCO to ensure your investments pay off. Week 4 is all about compliance and risk management, and week 5 lets you piece it all together to create strategic roadmaps for your business. Designed for both seasoned pros and those aspiring to break into the field, join me for this 5-week class. Link in the show notes to find out more. Let's baseline this week's AI announcements with some data from the public. A recent Pew Research survey found that 70% of Americans aware of AI have little to no trust in companies to make responsible decisions about its use, and 80% believe that AI will lead to their personal information being used in unintended ways. Concerns about government use of personal data has also increased, with 71% of respondents expressing worry. there is bipartisan support for stricter regulations on how companies handle personal information, with 72% of Americans favoring more regulation. According to a study by Kaspersky, over 70% of senior business leaders believe that generative AI tools are regularly used by their employees, with 73% stating that generative AI is driving certain lines of business. However, only 22% of leaders have discussed internal governance policies to monitor its usage, and 59% express concerns about elevated cyber risk levels. A study conducted by UKG reveals a disconnect between employees' perceptions and the actual use of AI in the workplace. While 78% of C-suite leaders claim their organizations use AI, only 42% of employees believe they utilize AI-powered devices daily. The survey also predicts a surge in AI usage in the workplace, with executives expecting 70% of their workforce to use AI by 2028. According to recent research from Resume Builder, nearly half of job seekers looking for office work have lied about their artificial intelligence skills during the hiring process. Based on a survey of 1,000 full-time office workers and job seekers, the research found that 45% of respondents exaggerated their AI skills, with 32% lying on their resumes and 30% lying during interviews. Now, why do we care? AI regulation is going to be warmly received by the public. Consumers are deeply concerned about how AI is managed. This is an opportunity for service providers to act as ethical stewards of AI technology and help their clients navigate responsible usage. The UKG study's findings suggest that while executives may be touting AI adoption, the rank and file either don't know about it or don't see it in their daily workflow. Now, this represents an opportunity for providers to facilitate better internal communications and training around AI technologies. The study emphasizes the need for transparency from companies about their use of AI to build trust among employees and improve productivity. All of this, very valuable deliverables. Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Anthropic are forming an industry body called the Frontier Model Forum to advance AI safety research and responsible AI development. They have appointed Chris Messerol as the executive director and allocated a funding round of $10 million to red team the latest AI models. However, critics are skeptical about the fund's ability to provide a balanced perspective on AI development, considering the involvement of major tech companies and the lack of transparency in AI training data. Google has announced new tools to help users fact-check images on social media. The tools include viewing an image's history, metadata, and context used on different sites. Users can also see when Google Search first saw the image and how it was described on other sites. Approved journalists and fact-checkers will be able to upload or copy URLs of images to learn more about them. Nightshade is a new tool developed by Professor Ben Zhao and his team at the University of Chicago to help artists protect their work from AI image bots. By adding undetectable pixels that corrupt an AI's training data, Nightshade alters the output of machine learning models, making them interpret prompts differently. This tool, along with one called Glaze, another tool by his team, aims to encourage proper compensation for artists and deter copyright infringement by major AI companies. OpenAI's ChatGPT has combined its different abilities into a single chat, allowing users to upload and analyze various types of documents, browse the web, perform data analysis, and generate images using OpenAI's image generation model, DALL-E 3. Previously, users had to toggle each capability independently, but now they can use all these tools in the same chat session, greatly improving efficiency. OpenAI has not officially announced this bundled version of ChatGPT yet. Why do we care? Let's note that Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Anthropic together only allocated $10 million for safety. Want to know why they aren't trusted here on AI? You have only 10 million answers. With disinformation and misinformation a chronic problem, tools like the ones described here may become essential for corporate communications and brand protection. Providers could integrate these into their suite of services to add value and strengthen their cybersecurity posture, and help customers with the use of the tools themselves. From reporting in The Hollywood Reporter, in a copyright infringement case against AI art generators, artists have lost the first round of the lawsuit. While a federal judge allowed a claim for direct infringement against Stability AI to proceed, he dismissed most of the claims against Midjourney and DeviantArt. The judge found that the accusations were defective and raised issues about whether the AI systems contained copies of copyrighted images and if the artists could prove infringement without identical material created by the AI tools. Claims for infringement, right of publicity, unfair competition, and breach of contract were dismissed, but may be reasserted. Why do we care? These copyright cases around AI are going to be fascinating to watch fall out, and so here's a new one. You're going to want to help customers be agile and understand the murky landscape here. Okay, go with me here. Krispy Kreme stock has been downgraded due to the potential impact of GLP-1 weight loss drugs on donut sales. These drugs make patients feel fuller faster and eat less food, which could affect Krispy Kreme sales. The uncertainty surrounding the impact of these drugs on overall food consumption has led to a downgrade. Investors are concerned about the potential revenue decline and sales growth deceleration. Now, why do we care? While it might seem that this is simply a donut story, and donuts, there's something more here. While we're all focused on tech, we should consider the effects of market changes on end customers of another kind of technology, pharmaceuticals. There's a theory I'm considering about the change in purchase habits of consumers as weight loss drugs continue their uptake. How many businesses will be changed by a change in food consumption? From healthcare to restaurants to food production lines to shipping companies to marketing firms, there's a lot tied up in food. A 2022 study links 29% of American jobs to food. Businesses might need to adapt to new data analytics tools to understand these shifts, or cloud infrastructure might need to scale differently. Recognizing these broader trends can help providers anticipate the needs of their clients, offering proactive solutions before a potential crisis hits. And the market just adjusted one stock due to this. It won't be the last. I just wanted to observe it here. Looking to reach an audience of thousands of MSPs and IT service providers? Put your ad right here on the Business of Tech. And be on the show that 64% of MSPs report having listened to. A recurring top 50 tech news podcast, there are affordable options for you to reach our audience, and we can support any budget. Podcast listeners are more engaged, have a higher level of brand retention, and are more willing to listen to ads here than any other avenues. Want to know more? There's information at mspradio.com/engage. Including a button to book a time to talk. I'm looking forward to that discussion. Today, Day of the Dead, and also National Deviled Egg Day. I'm teaching a class starting in January on navigating emerging technologies for MSPs, and details are in the show notes. Check it out, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/mspradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.